This is the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 3, Buccaneers at Broncos. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour 27 at West Chase Golf Club on October 3rd. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They're obviously sports fans as well. A few years ago, Brandon Legal Group and I were simply having conversations about podcasts, and they floated the idea of doing a podcast specific for a fantasy exclusive preview of each Bucks game during the season. They said they would sponsor it, so that is why I do it. I'm also here to remind you that Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in when you call them for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. So we're in week three now, and as I've said for years on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, that's a separate podcast, this is a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, you don't get cute with your first couple weeks of lineups. You play your draft board. You play your first quarterback. You play your first two running backs. You play your first two wide receivers. You may move one or two things around, and certainly with all the injuries in week two, that leads even more to week three, you start making some lineup adjustments. If you're blowing up your team, then you didn't draft well, or you had Armageddon happen last weekend, and granted, Denver had some significant injuries that we're going to talk about that may also have impacted your lineups. But the point being, week three, you start making some decisions. You've got two games to look at based on production of your players and players that other players on your roster and other players that compete for touches against your players on their particular team on the field. The more I look at these two teams from a fantasy standpoint, the less I see worth playing in week three if you have other options. Now, there are still some things that you are going to do. For example, if you drafted Melvin Gordon to be probably your running back two, you still have every reason to keep playing him as one of your starting running backs. 84 yards in tandem offense last week and a touchdown against a stingy Pittsburgh Steeler defense. No Philip Lindsay for another couple weeks due to a toe injury, and really no one else of real significance to cut into Gordon's snaps and his workload. So Melvin Gordon certainly is staying in your starting lineup. Mike Evans is staying in your starting lineup. You likely drafted him as one of your starting wide receivers. A much better week two with Tom Brady than week one, going over 100 yards and getting a touchdown. Granted, that was in the absence of Chris Godwin. We'll talk about Godwin here in a moment. But of course, Evans stays in your starting lineup. Godwin will return week three, clearing the concussion protocol after sitting out week two. Remember week one, he touched the ball six times, produced 79 yards. So now we're going to see if week one was an aberration, likely, as Evans' production suffered working with Godwin. Give it a chance. You're, of course, playing Evans. You're, of course, playing Godwin. So those are three automatics. And if you're in an outdated 20th century mandatory tight end start league, Noah Fant is someone that you start. I have seen an uptick in production of tight ends the first couple weeks. It doesn't change my mind about mandatory tight end leagues being 20th century and outdated, but I do see more production from tight ends at least through the first 2 weeks. Just off the top of my head, Jonnu Smith, Mike Gesicki, Tyler Higbee picking up where he left off end of last year with the Rams, Dallas Goedert causing issues for longtime Zach Ertz apologists, and I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm a Zach Ertz apologist, and Noah Fant. Fant is a young player, didn't have a strong finish to last season, tremendously athletic, kind of fits the mold of the big-time tight ends who are still worth drafting and starting in a wide receiver tight end flex situation as I implement in my leagues. Fant also didn't show any signs of a change in workload or production when Denver lost Drew Lock. It's Jeff Driskel at quarterback again this week and likely next week. Fant still as involved as ever. 5 for 57 and a touchdown week two with two different quarterbacks. Week one, just with Drew Lock, 5, 81, and 1. And remember, that game was against a very defensive-minded and tough Tennessee Titans team. Or as people in Nevada will remember it for a while, the Gostkowski nightmare. So in a mandatory tight end league, if you have Fant, basically I'm saying in a mandatory tight end situation is worthwhile. In a wide receiver tight end flex league as I play, Fant is worth a thought because he has gotten in the end zone each of the first two games, and at least his yardage totals have averaged, 57, 81. So he's averaging roughly just under 70 yards per game. So the way I would structure my scoring is he's averaged roughly 13 points per game each of the first 2 weeks. That's good enough for me. I always just, you're going to give me a starter that's going to get me double-digit points, I'm going to take it because likely I'm going to have one or two guys, hopefully more, explode for somewhere in the area of 15 to 20, maybe 25, or maybe you get that big game from someone like I got from Dak Prescott last week with his four touchdowns. O.J. Howard, not so much. After the one touchdown and 36 yards in week one, without Chris Godwin, no expanded role, just one touch of the ball for a benign 11 yards last week, and it wasn't at the expense of losing any action to Gronk, who had very limited looks, couldn't make the most of his one. Amidst all the questions now as it relates to Gronkowski, that what's up here? What's going on? Why isn't there a connection with Tom Brady? And Cameron Brate, total afterthought, just four snaps last week for Cameron Brate. All right, let's reverse field and kind of go backwards here since I just talked about tight ends, and I hate talking about tight ends, but Fant is a very good athletic one with a bright future. So Broncos, no Drew Lock. It's Jeff Driskel instead. Driskel's fantasy game last week was better than Tom Brady's, and Driskel came on in relief and against the better defense in the Steelers. Not saying you're picking up Driskel and you're starting him, but just as a comparison in DraftKings this week, Brady is $5,700. Driskel just a tick lower at $5,300. Point being, some of you drafted Tom Brady to be your QB1 this year. So far, he is not producing. And he's not going to give you the rushing yards nor the rushing touchdowns. I know he had one in week one. Those are going to be rare. That we're seeing an increase of with so many other quarterbacks in the NFL. If you own Brady as your QB1, I'm not saying you have to do it this week, but you might want to think about, can I get another quarterback just in case I want to make the transition from a fantasy standpoint to a quarterback who's going to give me more? Going to give me more yardage, going to give me rushing yardage, going to give me rushing touchdowns, because Brady's numbers right there aren't justifying you just saying set it and forget it the rest of the season. Not enough through the first 2 weeks. And I don't think Driskel is someone that going forward is going to help you long term, because Drew Lock's going to come back at some point. Driskel did a decent job in relief. Bucks will have some film on him now. It might be tougher for Driskel this week. Leonard Fournette. Workload increased in week two, a much higher DraftKings number this week at 5,900. Just to compare, Gordon's DraftKings number, and he's an RB2 for you, 5,300. DraftKings has put Fournette at 5,900. Fournette will be a hot play this week. If I owned him, I could make an argument that I was going to play him this week. Although I would imagine those of you that had Fournette probably drafted him to be your RB2, and you're playing him this week like you played him last week, and it paid off with 103 yards and 2 touchdowns. This is at the expense of Ronald Jones, who some of you did draft to be your RB2, and I wouldn't play him this week. Arians can say whatever he wants about Jones being the starter. Just, it doesn't pass the sight test. Look at the DraftKings value. Ronald Jones, 4,900. Leonard Fournette, 5,900. Ronald Jones did get in the end zone last week, but other than that, he had a total of 27 yards of tandem offense. So I think if you own Jones, you need to look elsewhere for a starting running back this week. If you own Fournette, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't play him. Broncos wide receivers. No Cortland Sutton the rest of the season. Doesn't get talked about a lot this week because the top two overall draft picks in fantasy went down in McCaffrey and Barkley. But Cortland Sutton was drafted likely as a starting wide receiver. For many owners, they're now without him. And they need to replace that with someone else. In Denver, what does that mean for Jerry Jeudy? Well, it just naturally means that Jeudy will have more opportunities if he is ready as a rookie to come through and absorb that role as a wide receiver one for the Broncos. He's not a fantasy wide receiver one. You could argue he's not even a fantasy wide receiver two. He's more of a guy you may have drafted as a rookie because you saw how great he was at Alabama, and he really was great at Alabama, working alongside Henry Ruggs. He's battling a rib injury. His total through the first two games is 8 touches of the ball for 118 yards. I want to see what he does this week in his first full game without Cortland Sutton, especially with Jeff Driscoll back there. I don't think it's much of a season-long fantasy play. At $4,600, it's kind of a bargain risk for a third wide receiver in a daily fantasy league, but I don't think very much of Jerry Jeudy starting this week in a season-long league. If you own him, though, keep an eye on him, because without Cortland Sutton, there may be an uptick coming. It might wait until Drew Lock comes back, but it's not like Drew Lock is a future. It was contending for league MVP before he went down with a shoulder injury. We still have a lot of questions about Drew Lock. It just may show that there's not that much difference between Drew Lock and Jeff Driscoll. The other Bronco wide receivers, if you're saying, well, with Cortland Sutton out, there's got to be someone else to pick up. I don't know. Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, you can have them. I don't think necessarily they're worth waiver claims. There are other wide receivers in other situations, that are more fruitful, potentially more productive, more of a sample size to go on, and you're not dealing with a backup quarterback. So I'm not excited about Patrick or Hamler from a season-long standpoint or a daily standpoint. I think that covers just about everybody, at least everybody on my board. No, I don't talk about kickers here, and I don't talk about DSTs. That's all you. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. You can email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com with your fantasy questions. I say this on the fantasy podcast. Starting this week, you now need to know a keyword each week for me to respond to your email. If I'm going to respond to your email for free and give you my second opinion and my time, I've simply asked people, listen to a podcast. It's free. I want 10 minutes of your time. The keyword this week is spike. It will change every week, but the keyword this week is spike. So if you want to ask me any fantasy question, doesn't have to involve a buck or a bronco, as we do in this podcast, just make sure you put the word spike in the subject line or early in your email. It just lets me know you're one of my listeners, and I'll take care of you. And I'll give you a second opinion on anything fantasy related this week, where you want a second opinion. So just use the word spike, and we'll change that word each week in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. It'll be the same word for both podcasts, but it will change each week. Send that to Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Remember, my social media is at ToddWright2020 on Instagram, at ToddWright2020 on Twitter, and you can Facebook friend me. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the spinoff, Bucks Bulletin for Week 3, Bucks and Broncos. Good luck this week. Talk to you next time.